The houses of the village were made of wooden poles and sections of bark that were laced together using string-like strips of bark or mat. During construction, a hole was deliberately left in the top center of the roof to allow the escape of smoke when an indoor fire was built. Animal hides, which could be rolled up in summer and closed tightly in winter, were used as doors. The larger house was reserved for the chief and his many wives, while the smaller huts housed the rest of the tribe.
To hear more about the process of recreating the village from Ed Cheney, Deputy Director of the Maryland Archaeological Conservation Laboratory, dial 501.